It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, some of the public water systems in eastern Wisconsin have higher levels of strontium than anywhere else in the nation, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. We'll find out what this means for Wisconsinites.
First, with less than 2 weeks before Wisconsin holds its presidential primary, candidates and their representatives are already crisscrossing the state with their campaign messages. WPR News reporter Chuck Cormack has been at several campaign stops already, and he joins us now from our studios in Milwaukee. Chuck, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
So big news today. Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump are going to be making stops in Wisconsin next week, but we're already seeing a lot of pre-primary action. Today, you are with Chelsea Clinton. Can you tell us about that visit?
That's right. She started her public part of her day in Milwaukee and then went on to Waukesha and is due in Madison. And in Milwaukee, she spoke at a Hillary Clinton campaign office on the north side of Milwaukee, about 100 people or so, talked about why she thought her mom would be a great president, comparing somewhat to Democratic challenger Bernie Sanders, but also focusing quite a bit on Hillary Clinton's comparing her to Republican candidates. Ms. Clinton, Chelsea, sat down during much of her address because she mentioned she's pregnant. She's also the mother of about a 17-month-old, so she wanted to make sure she was comfortable talking. And then she talked with news reporters afterwards and sort of addressed the motherhood issue as it connects to the presidential campaign of her mother.
And what was her primary message to voters in Wisconsin?
Well, that her mother's policies would be better for families, that would be better on the issue of children's rights, of women's rights, of protecting folks from gun violence was issued. She was asked about police community relations in Milwaukee, and Chelsea Clinton mentioned the Dontre Hamilton case and suggested ways to improve police community relations from the federal level was to provide more funding, federal funding for police training, but also more education and mental health issues to try to make sure people in poverty were more likely to succeed and maybe less likely to have the police looking over them.
And Chuck, you were there. We have a little bit about what Chelsea Clinton had to say today. Here it is.
What matters most to me now as a mom myself is that my mom has been fighting for and making progress on issues that really matter to me, whether that's early childhood education, gun control, health care, and as you pointed out, she's a former Secretary of State. It matters to me also that she knows how to keep our country safe.
So interesting that so far we have Chelsea Clinton, we have Ted Cruz, John Kasich, Donald Trump coming to Wisconsin. So far not Hillary Clinton herself. Did Chelsea Clinton talk at all about whether Hillary Clinton would be visiting Wisconsin?
I asked her about that. She said she would think that Hillary Clinton would be coming in. Now this interview was, this meeting with the media was before Bernie Sanders around midday announced that he's definitely coming to Madison on Saturday. So you'd think if Senator Sanders is coming in that former Secretary of State Clinton would arrive at some point too, but I don't think we've heard quite yet about that.
Now, on the GOP side of things, Ted Cruz has stops in Dane and Janesville on his schedule today, but he was also in Pewaukee last night. How did Ted Cruz connect with voters there?
Well, he was invited by a conservative talk show host who doesn't care for Donald Trump, apparently, and so Cruz came in and was interviewed by this host, and not a lot of critical questions for Senator Cruz, but got a pretty good reception from a few hundred people in the audience there at Pewaukee as he talked about tax changes, about carpet bombing, ISIS, Islamic extremists, and so on. So Cruz got a good reception from the folks in the room there in Pewaukee.
And again, you were present last night in Pewaukee. Here's a clip of Ted Cruz.
I agree with Bernie Sanders. I agree when Bernie Sanders says that Washington is corrupt, the fix is in, and you've got politicians who are cutting deals that benefit big business and giant corporations and Wall Street at the expense of working men and women.
Wow, so is that a surprise? The clip opens there with, I agree with Bernie Sanders
well,
from the leading...
a little bit. He was getting at why he hasn't gotten certain endorsements. He's been backed by Jeb Bush and Mitt Romney, but there's some other senators in Washington in the Republican side have not come out for Ted Cruz, and he was sort of suggesting, you know, he used the word corrupt, pretty strong claim there, explaining why he's sort of a badge of honor that he hasn't gotten some of these endorsements. So he's trying to be independent as well, but a bit more Republican mainstream than Donald Trump appears to be.
We're talking with WPR's Chuck Kornbach right now. He's WPR's reporter in Milwaukee, talking about campaign stops in Wisconsin as the state gets ready to host its primary on April 5th. And Chuck, you were also covering Ohio Governor John Kasich, who was in Milwaukee. Now, most polls have him trailing Ted Cruz in Wisconsin, also trailing frontrunner Donald Trump considerably. So what was his goal here in Wisconsin?
Well, he appeared with former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson and also former Governor Scott McCallum, sort of to suggest that this is a guy, Kasich, who has gotten things done in Ohio. He's cut taxes, he's affected government spending, made changes in welfare and so on. And he's saying he can do that. He's done it at both the gubernatorial level, and in his preceding years, Kasich was a strong budget hawk, if you will, in Congress. So he's saying he's got this track record, but so far it hasn't connected with an overwhelming number of voters.
And he was asked, you know, are you going to drop out? What did he say?
Well, he said he was asked if he would drop out before the Wisconsin primary on April 5th. He said definitely not. There's no reason to. He claimed his fundraising has gone up. He's getting more people to the rallies. And he did get quite a nice reception from about 200 people in suburban Milwaukee yesterday. So whether he stays in, it seems he's going to stay in. He's announced now campaign events in Wisconsin next week. So it appears he's definitely staying in through at least the 5th. Then he's saying he can do better than Ted Cruz can in some eastern state primaries. And, you know, Kasich and Cruz's goal is to try to tie up Trump before the GOP convention and then have a delegate fight in Cleveland.
Well, in Wisconsin so far, it looks like Donald Trump is looking vulnerable, certainly in southeastern Wisconsin, and he will be showing up in Wisconsin pretty soon. What do we know about his planned visit so far?
Donald Trump, Janesville so far, he's, as you were saying, southeastern Wisconsin seems to be more establishment Republican areas, and that's why Cruz and Kasich seem to be battling there. Trump, a little more independent, going after, you would think in Janesville, more the blue-collar vote, both Republicans and Democrats.
Now, protests continue to follow Donald Trump events. Are you getting any sort of inkling that we could see something similar here in Wisconsin, maybe in Janesville?
Well, I suppose it could be. There's also a line of thought that if Trump's negatives in the polling continue, then Democrats don't really need to point out what they don't like about Donald Trump, at least at this point. Now, that might change, of course, by this summer if he's the Republican nominee. But for now, everything is possible. There's certainly debate over whether, for example, Milwaukee Sheriff David Clark, who's criticized the protesters, should be in charge of any security at Trump events, et cetera. So it's possible.
And in the meantime, supporters happy that he's coming. Here's one of his supporters, Deanne Price.
You know, he says a lot of times, I could pretty much do whatever I want. I could pretty much say whatever I want. We just like what he stands for, just in general, that he stands for the people and nobody's going to buy him. He's not a puppet.
Yeah, what do you make of that clip?
Well, that was outside Trump's new campaign office in Menominee Falls, Milwaukee suburb. He's also opened an office in Appleton. And it was part of a group of people that seemed to really want to talk to the media about Donald Trump. Sometimes you get the vibe like, no, I don't want to talk to you. But in this case, several people came forward and wanted to talk. They're suggesting they're not being heard by the major political parties. And even though Trump is running as a Republican, he's more stressing a more independent tone. So, you know, these folks want to come forward and talk. Now, they also talked some about their support for guns and their concerns about immigration, some of the controversial things that have come up. But they also sort of got the message that these folks, you know, haven't been heard and think Donald Trump is the one that will listen to them.
And Chuck, just briefly as we wrap up, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan has been critical of Donald Trump's campaign recently. Do you think that there's any sort of kind of retribution there in Donald Trump choosing Janesville, his home turf?
Well, it's possible. Ted Cruz, though, is down in Janesville today as well. And so, it may partly be Paul Ryan. Here's a message for you. But it may also be, listen, there's these former auto workers and other blue-collar folks in Janesville. We want to reach out to them and get them over to the Republican side or keep them on the Republican side. I talked to a Teamster at Menominee Falls who said he was voting for Trump, and Teamsters usually go for Democrats.
Chuck, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That was WPR News reporter Chuck Kornbach on the primary campaign trail here in Wisconsin.